Hey Trisha, can you remember your best friend's face from when you were a kid?
I think so. Let me think. She was blonde with blue eyes. She had fair. Hey, Marty, what are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I've just read an article in a magazine about the brain and the way people move their eyes when they think. I just wanted to see if it was true.
I don't understand. Explain.
Well, when you see someone look up and to their left, they are remembering an image, seeing a picture of something.
Like this, Marty. Up and to the left.
Yes. So, when I asked you to remember your friend's face, you looked up and to the left.
Did I really? That's cool. What else did the article say?
Well, when you see someone look up and to the right, you know they are constructing an image. That is, they are inventing, making a picture in their head. Like maybe the person is trying to see a picture of a peaceful lake in their mind. Then it said people usually look directly to the left when they are remembering a sound, like the sound of someone's voice.
So, if you remember a sound, you look left.
Yes, and they look directly to the right when they are constructing a sound in their mind, thinking about what a sound will be like.
Like imagining the sound of that dog barking when you look at a dog.
Yeah, just like that.
Interesting.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Anything else?
People look down and to the left when they are having an internal dialogue, when they're talking to themselves in their mind.
I talk to myself all the time. Do I look down and to the left?
I haven't noticed, but I'll check.
What else?
When you look down and to the right, it means you are having feelings, like happiness or sadness. But in your mind, you're thinking about feelings.
Wow. So if you just look at someone's eyes, you can tell what they're thinking.
Yeah, it's very useful. Try looking at someone's eyes the next time you talk to them, Trisha. It's really interesting.
Okay, but can you stop looking at my eyes now, Marty? Please. I don't want you to know what I'm thinking all the time.
I'll try, but since I read that article, I just can't help it.